in some cultures, people have what I'd want to call like a definite idea on what constitutes proper behavior between males and females. In other cultures, it's pretty much free-flowing, anything goes. And a lot of times you can find that people from a particular country may actually have different values or ideas of male and female relationships just based on the area of the country that they're from. A problem with understanding acceptable male-female relationships in any culture is the stereotypes that actually exist. For example, a stereotype of U.S. women, and this primarily comes from our TV shows and our movies, is that they are aggressive, glamorous, and sometimes promiscuous. And then correspondingly, U.S. men are viewed as weak men who permit women to dominate them. This is not necessarily true. I want to say the equality of men and women in the workplace has been a sensitive issue in the U.S. Although I would say about 60% of U.S. women of employment age work, they still do not receive equal pay and responsibility. You know, sometimes you might see that U.S. men feel threatened by more assertive roles that women are assuming. However, most people accept that men and women can work side by side in the workplace and that they have a friendship that does not have any type of outside component other than just work. U.S. men and women often have business colleagues that are of the opposite gender, and these work relationships may involve business travel, and no assumption is made about anything going on other than business. In other countries, it's not the same. You know, the treatment of men and women in the workplace differs substantially from that of the U.S. For example, in Mexico, male supervisors customarily kiss their female secretaries on the cheek each morning or embrace them. You know, despite this custom, and if you think about it in the U.S., somebody might say, oh, that's sexual harassment. But despite this custom, which may be seen as problems with sexual harassment or gender discrimination, that's really not common to Mexican managers. U.S. managers said, huh, Mexican managers do have a problem with that. But you have to look at the cultural norms of that country to before you can say, yes, it's a problem there. In Scandinavian countries, men and women are very much treated equally. Many Swedish women may hold middle management positions in business. In addition, Swedish women are found in political positions such as their parliament. In Iceland, it was like the first country to have a woman's party. Women are very evident in their workplace. In fact, about 70% of women in Iceland have jobs. Finland, women hold about 38% of the positions in parliament. However, women in Finland, like those in the U.S., may not earn as much money as men. In India, women do not enjoy the same privileges as men. In Saudi Arabia, women are not considered equal to men. In Egypt, one-tenth of the workers are women, although they hold positions as doctors and secretaries. Few women actually hold executive jobs. I must admit, one day this week, I can't remember which day it was, I was looking around on several different international job sites for a friend, and one thing I noticed was, like, at some Saudi Arabian places where they were advertising jobs, they would specifically state whether this job was for a female or for a male. Now, if that had happened in the U.S., I could imagine there'd be some kind of women's group after them screaming, it's gender equality. But to them, that's the norm. Korean women have traditionally not held prominent positions in government or in business. Although they are making some progress in this area, women still hold low-level ranking jobs. In China, too, where it's a very male-dominated country, women do not hold managerial positions in business. Women of the Netherlands comprise less than one-third of the workforce. In the Netherlands, 75% of the 71.5% of women who are employed work part-time. Women who work outside the home usually have low-paying jobs and few hold managerial positions. A wage gap of like 11.3% exists between women and men. Likewise, in Belgium and Germany, women are more likely to be in support staff jobs rather than in managerial positions. In both countries, women seem to be making progress in assuming leadership positions as the younger generation becomes more accepting of women in these high-level positions. Brazilian women are not only accepted, but are also very well respected in business, medicine, and education. So yes, sometimes it really just depends on that culture that you're going to be working in.